Roger Bresky represented the 12th Senate District from 1990 to 2008 when he resigned to become Wisconsin's Commissioner of Railroads. Former Congressman Dave Obey campaigned with Bresky frequently and remembers being outshined by his fellow Democrat.
He was absolutely the best street campaigner I've ever known in my life. He enjoyed meeting people. People liked him because they knew that he liked them, and that is a big asset in politics.
Like Obey, Roger Bresky never lost an election. Historian and former Democratic Party activist Jim Lawrence says Bresky wasn't afraid to cross party lines.
The Democratic Party used to practice the big tent theory more than it does today. Politically, in that district, it was necessary to find a relatively conservative candidate, and he filled that bill.
Bresky won re-election even after a 1996 drunk driving incident when he was inundated by negative campaign ads. He was a former president of the Wisconsin Tavern League, who sided with the organization on issues like the state smoking ban. The man who holds his Senate seat today, Democrat Jim Holprin, says Bresky focused his career on helping the cities, farms, and small businesses of the North Woods.
Roger's days as a tavern owner and a tavern league official gave him a network of support. But taverns are small businesses, and I think Roger understood it was small business that needed and deserved his help as a legislator.
Roger Bresky was 73. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.